Hello, welcome to Live Sculpting. I am a licensed professional counselor and clinical trauma clinician. What you are about to hear is my professional opinion. Throughout the podcast, there are seeds of my personal experience, but it is guided through the lens of psychotherapy. I hope that you are open to new ideas to build emotional intelligence and self-actualization. There is always room for growth and empowerment. Enjoy. Let's dig into the world of dating. Like they say, it is a jungle out there. But there is something deeper. The jungle is the external world, but I want to spend some time talking about the internal world. I have worked with many people who are single and are wanting to go into the jungle. I think that is a useful asset to have a solid perspective and approach to dating so that one doesn't get unnecessarily hurt by snakes and mud pits. Odds are that one will have to go through some duds in order to find the gem. Wouldn't it be nice if the one you were supposed to be with had a blinking light on their head to let you know that they were the one? If only. Dating is like trying on clothes. Let me expand. Before you go to the clothing store, one would hope that you know your size. Also, that you might know what style you like, such as color, texture, whether it be loose here or tight there. If you didn't know these things, then you would go into the store and be overwhelmed with the selection. You may not even know what department to go into. Here's a visualization. If you went into a clothing store and you didn't know your size, etc., and you walked up to the toddler department and selected a 2T toddler pant and walked happily into the dressing room, imagine sitting on the seat trying to slide a 2T toddler pant on. Pulling and yanking and tugging. Why don't these fit? There must be something wrong with me. I must be ugly or too fat for these 2T toddler pants. Well, actually, you're not fat or ugly. You try to put on something that didn't fit. You get frustrated, sad, desperate to find the right one. So you go back out there, out of the dressing room, and go to the boy department and select a pair of size 5 jeans. Maybe these will fit. Go into the dressing room. These are better than the other ones. You go and slip on the size 5 boy jeans. Oh no, why don't these fit? Now there's a pattern. Nothing fits. Nothing will ever fit. What's wrong with me? Maybe you should get to know yourself better. Know what size you are. Know what style you like, and go directly to the rack that is actually your size. You pick out something that suits you, and your odds become extremely better. Also, this concept will help you not take things personally when things don't fit. Do people cry in the dressing room when things don't fit? Most likely not. They get back out there and take their time and look a little harder. If one can disentangle this personal self-esteem mentality and look at dating as if we are trying on clothes, we will be more successful and not take it personally when the garment doesn't fit. No big deal. Try again. When we experience rejection through dating, it can actually do a lot of damage to the self-esteem. No need for that if we approach it like trying on clothes. Instead of experiencing the pain of being picked at a dodgeball game. Perspective is a big deal. It has the power to change your feelings, which affects your state, which affects your outer world. If you need more understanding on perspectives, please seek out a licensed therapist for more help.